before we get into the Twins, which is really why we wanted to have you on, I just wonder what kind of emotions go through your mind when we get to this point year in, year out. This is not the first time you've been involved in this, so you can say what you've felt before and how it compares to what you feel now.
Well, guys, this is my ninth time on a ballot, and you hope that your percentages increase, getting closer to that 75% that's needed in to go into the Hall of Fame. Last year, I think I was at 40.9%, and hopefully this year will increase more. There has been a lot of nice people in my corner trying to get my numbers out there and compare them to the current-day Hall of Famers and where I rank on the all-time list of different categories. But I'll wait and see tomorrow and see where the percentages are. I don't anticipate getting to 75%, and I don't know where it's going to go from there.
Do you feel that players, and not necessarily you personally, but do you feel that players have some kind of a role as campaign managers for their own causes?
No, not really. I know that there's a website, BertBelongs.com,
yeah,
and that was done and put together by an advertising guru out of Minneapolis, a guy named Bill Hilsman with Northwood Advertising. And then I've run into people like Rich Lederer out of California that writes for baseballanalyst.com that has been in my corner. So, no, I don't think players themselves on a personal side should go out and say, hey, I belong. But when you have people like this in your corner, and
sure,
then, you thank them. You tell them thank you very much for supporting, the cause, more or less.